Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about if you're searching for help with your health issues. Well, we got a great segment that you want to listen to. A lot of people out there are doing the same thing. Also, we're going to be talking about some of the differences between allopathic medicine and your natural medicine. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We got some other stuff to talk about, and we do have a quack report. But don't forget, next Tuesday on the 17th, Dr. Carly's going to be here with us, and we're going to be talking about some of the new vaccines that are coming out and what they're doing to preschoolers on vaccines for the flu season. So New York, I think, just voted in a mandatory thing. If your kid is in daycare, no matter what the age, apparently, must get a flu shot. So God help us, right? And, you know, Christmas is going to be here before you know it. I can't believe how time just rolls on by. I don't know. Do you feel like time sped up? I do. I do. We got a great quack report before we get to that big salute in Semper Fi. Praying for our military, praying for all of America, praying for righteousness to be restored. And it's never wasted time when you're in prayer with the Lord. So I hope all of you will, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, for it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. We got quackers. There they are. Okay, what do we got here? Here's something that's interesting, folks. It's new scientists have discovered something here. Denmark scientists. They said that your skin, which is your largest organ of the body, this is supposedly groundbreaking research out of Denmark, that your skin communicates with your vital organs like your liver. And apparently the organs are dependent on the integrity of the skin. So research is saying that out of the University of Southern Denmark that human skin directly communicates and interacts with the rest of the body, and that if the skin's not in good health, then chances are your vital organs aren't good in good health. So they say your skin talks to your organs, including your liver, which of course your liver is responsible for filtering out toxins and protecting you from harmful drugs and pesticides and formaldehyde and dyes and colors and preservatives, whatever, you know. Well, you know, folks, to be honest, based on what I know, I think they got it backwards. Basically, the skin reacts to what's going on inside the body, to be honest. All right, moving along in the quack report. What do we have here? Let me see what you think about this. It says your brain's capacity to handle negativity, you know, bad news, you're not letting it. You should let it handle bad news. Apparently, research is revealing a counterintuitive little trick, they say, that puts your brain in the best possible position to deal with reality. They're saying people that encounter bad news, you know, or something negative, they have an avoidance reaction to it. And they say you should do the opposite to help your brain process, and that will thwart off any, ill effects from bad news that your body will experience, like a digestive problems, muscle tension, stress, as it were. So according to the researchers out of Tel Aviv University School of Psychological Science, they say repeated exposure to negative things will lessen the impact of your thinking. You know, that's called desensitization, you know. So they're saying the proper way to deal with stress is to desensitize yourself. But hogwash. Last but not least in the quack report, broccoli. Actually, is bringing up the rear here in the quacker tonight. Let's see. You want to prevent your arteries from being clogged with a lot of junk and plaque. Researchers from the Imperial College of London say, eat some broccoli, some green leafy vegetables, because the chemicals in the green leafy vegetables, including your broccoli, have protective measures for your heart, including your arteries. Yeah, broccoli contains a compound they've identified as sulforaphane, and it's an active protein that helps, they say, to stop plaque from forming in your arteries. A wide range of antioxidants also found in your broccoli, including vitamins E and C, manganese and zinc, lutein, keratins, and some other things. So, you know, the antioxidants work together, they say, as a to reduce the oxidative stress effect, the inflammation that can be associated with a lot of disease out there. So also it reduces high levels of stress. So instead of desensitization, I say grab the broccoli. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. Well, let's see. If you haven't signed up for the online newsletters, HealthQuest and the American Survival, they're absolutely free subscriptions, and they go out every week with empowering information, then I encourage you to do so. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and hit the newsletters little tab and sign up for free. The American Survival will cover health issues, financial and political stuff, and that goes out on Tuesday. And then your Health Quest issue will go out on Friday, and that covers all your natural therapy things. So you can sign up for both if you want. And they're free subscriptions, and it's a lot of empowering information. Plus, you'll also get some special discounts towards the products that Apothecary Herbs makes at the PowerHerbs.com website. So if you want to sign up today for the newsletters, go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up, and you'll get some discount coupons you can use towards your herbal products. So that's really cool. Also, if you're looking for some backup currency, I got to give Melanie Cederstrom at a discount gold and silver a shout-out. She is awesome. You want to give her a call at 800-375-4188 if you want to get some gold and silver coins, 800-375-4188, and she'll get you all set up. All right, we're going to talk about searching for help, because there's a lot of people out there searching for help. You know, Americans, even the world over, basically, people are searching for help online with their healthcare issues. Now, the Pew Research Center, back in July of this year, and also the Princeton Survey Research Associates International back in August of 2010, they did some surveys, and they wanted to see what people were doing online with regards to health matters. So healthcare, you know, kind of has become a major concern lately, and the politics that are involved in your healthcare is pretty much changing the landscape, the way people are dealing with their health. So Social Life of Health, they stated back in 2011 that online health searches that people were using have been, you know, information-type searches for health issues, and they were typically tapping into health professionals that were online for advice, or they were going to peer groups to see if they had any input. However, things are quickly changing, and folks are kind of compensating and adjusting as the healthcare industry is changing. So we're looking at some of the online activity that people are tapping into for healthcare. So let's look at some of the top searches. You know, you would think that, you know, music and maybe entertainment would be the most popular search topics online. However, according to the survey, health information remains one of the most important subjects that are searched online. People are kind of plugging in their symptoms to look for treatment options, and they are also researching medications that are recommended by their doctors. Now, other health topics that are being searched online are also health and pregnancy, food safety, and drug safety. So, for instance, let's say you're at your doctor's office and you have some chest congestion, and you want to check the drug side effects of the prescription you were just handed to you by your doctor. So you get on your smartphone and you're checking it out. One such young man did just that, and before the pharmacist actually filled his prescription. So he found out that the drug that his doctor recommended that he take for bronchitis was doxycycline hyclate. Well, this is a drug he found out was often used for acute acne and malaria, as well as some bacterial infections, but it also can turn your teeth irreversibly gray. Of course, he immediately marched himself back to his doctor and asked for a different prescription. He didn't want that medicine. So smartphones and technology and access to the internet are empowering people the world over. Now, let's look at some of the statistics, because in these surveys that I've mentioned, nearly 85% of U.S. adults, the adults in the United States, are using the internet to research and select treatment options for their ailments. Now, of these adults, the numbers are nearly equal between men and women. So those in the millennial age group, those are people age 18 to 33, we're seeing that 98% of them are online. And the higher the education level, the higher the percentage of those looking for answers to health problems, all on the internet. So the more gadgets that adults seem to have, it seems to factor into how often they use the internet for their health answers. Now, it is expected by 2020, 100% of adults are going to be online doing all this. So the mobile element of the smartphones has also contributed to the instant access to information while waiting at the doctor's office. So more men than women are using their smartphones, and nearly 97% of the millennials are using their smartphones. So when folks are searching for help with health, about 77% start their search with a search engine, but 13% are actually going to more specific health sites like WebMD. About 1% actually look for answers to health questions on social media. Nearly 55% are searching online for specific disease or medical problems. Other searches are for treatment options, like the 43%, they want some treatment options. 27% are looking for weight control information. 25% want health insurance info. 19% are looking at food safety. And 16% are looking at drug safety and drug recalls. 14% are looking at information for caring for aging relatives. And 11% are looking to reduce their healthcare costs. And there's also a default setting. A lot of these smartphones that people have when they're dealing with health questions, let's say a friend of yours texts you on your phone, has something to do with health. Some people have a default which will reply, "I don't know, but I can try to find out." So people are already thinking ahead. All right, let's look about some of the information that people are sharing about health. People are not only searching for their own health issues, 39% of them, but another 39% are also searching health topics for someone else. So the older we get, the higher the statistic that we are researching online some health options, not only for ourselves, but for somebody else. Another interesting fact is that if you're a parent, 44% of parents are more likely to search for health options for someone else than non-parents. That's an interesting statistic there. About 26% of online users, they've read or they've watched someone else's experience about a health issue that applies to them or someone that they know within the last year. Well, let's talk about this free information, or is there a price to pay for it? It's called hitting the paywall, basically, if you're online. There are more health sites now that are charging for health information, and 2% of the online visitors are actually willing to pay for it. 83% decide to look around on the internet, see if they can access that information for free, and 13%, when they hit the paywall, just decide to give up the search altogether. Now, who should you ask? Well, at this juncture, and you know, this is all a developing field in health with the use of the internet and technology, but at this juncture, 70% of U.S. adults are getting a majority of their health information online, but from health professionals in allopathic medicine. And about 60% are getting information from family or friends, and 20% are getting it from support groups that have the same health problem. So a majority of people that are seeking answers to technical questions with regards to care are seeking it from health professionals, and let's see, about 91% of them. So if the situation involves, let's say, personal issues, like, you know, you're having trouble coping with something or coping with a health problem, or how you could obtain quick relief, or also known as a cure, then folks are not seeking the allopathic professionals. They're seeking non-allopathic professionals, 59% of them. And, you know, we've talked about this, especially when Dr. Carley's been on the show, about, you know, technology kind of infiltrating in the doctor's office in the hospitals, and you actually have a doctor kiosk, which is not really a doctor in front of you, it's a machine. Well, the development of technology with fewer medical dollars, the survey also checked to see if people were tracking their health symptoms, such as their blood pressure, blood sugar, sleep patterns, headaches, if they were doing that online. About 49% report that they do track their progress in their heads. 34% say they keep track on paper, such as a journal. And 21% say they're using the technology, their mobile device, or some kind of online tool to keep track and store their health data. Now, one interesting piece of data is that the ones that were using the technology led 40% of them to ask their doctor some new questions, to get second opinions, and even to get a whole new doctor. So if patients can be more closely tracked on their treatments and how those treatments are working or not working, well, that's going to affect their health decisions. And it's not just, you know, minor problems that they're searching online. There are those that are looking online for health info to treat some of the chronic conditions. According to the survey, 64% have at least one chronic condition and they're searching that online, but 53% say they have more than one chronic condition, probably due to side effects from drugs that are on. But these are folks with, you know, conditions like your heart disease, your high blood pressure, your diabetes, your cancer, and that condition you see advertised all the time, that COPD, where you have a combo of emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, or some other lung condition. So people are kind of looking for other options than just disease management is what this is telling me. And that's important because people are starting to be more proactive. I like that. All right, what else we got? There's some more research here. According to Kathy Wong, a natural doctor, ND, she says alternative health care is becoming more popular in the United States. Roughly 36% of adults are seeking alternative treatments like acupuncture and chiropractic and other therapies that don't require a practitioner, like, you know, special diets and exercise, vitamins, and your herbal products. So some interesting data here from the alternativemedicineabout.com shows that those now seeking natural protocols for healthcare are mostly female. They're of a higher education, which have recently been hospitalized or quit smoking in the last year. So what therapies are they seeking? Well, according to the report, 43% say prayer for themselves and for others. Goodness, isn't that great? 24% say they're looking for natural products like herbs and vitamins and minerals and enzymes. 19% say meditation. 8% say a chiropractor. And another 8% say yoga. 5% say massage therapy. Another 5% say diet. Another 4% say, you know, fresh air, breathing, you know, exercises. So 55% of Americans pretty much open to using complementary and alternative medicine here in the United States. It's basically what it is. So healthcare is changing. The landscape is changing. What people want, not forcing them to buy something. You know, people aren't doing that. Okay, like it or not, folks, the changes in the healthcare industry seem to be ushering in a generation of adults looking for healthcare answers in other areas other than just allopathic medicine. So websites and publications that can house multiple options on many healthcare topics are becoming more popular. So for instance, if you want to see what natural therapies that are successful for cancer, you can visit websites or read books that have accumulated that information in one place. And one thing for sure is patients are becoming savvy with regards to their treatment options, their risk, and the cost. So people aren't just, you know, taking the doctor's word for it anymore. They're actually going out there and they're looking it up and they're just making decisions and they're praying about it. See? So basically, they're covering the bases. They are. They're doing a good job out there. I'm very proud of them. So in a majority of instances, though, you can reduce your risk of chronic disease with some healthy diets, regular exercise, and some of that semi-annual herbal cleansing. Because cleansing and nourishing the body is a simple but effective way to prevent toxin buildup and cell damage. So immune boosting is another proactive approach to resisting disease. So if you're wanting to learn more, you can call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, and they can send you a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the United States, call 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. 1-800-273-0277, or they do have an online store at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And right now you can save 15% on your immune boosting and organ cleanses, all those supplies that you need. There's a coupon right on the homepage, but it's W-I-N and the number 13. So win 13. But hurry up, that coupon expires tomorrow. So tomorrow's the last day you can use that. So check that out, WIN13 will save you 15%. You can get you some herbal kits, immune-boosting formulas, and one of the real popular inexpensive cold and flu is the Three Amigos. Those three formulas have a synergistic effect and really boost the immune system, give you lots of resistance, and it's not as expensive as some other things that are there. So you can check that out. It's My Three Amigos. To click on that, and I think you can use the coupon on orders of $45 or more. So check that out. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. Those are cool, too. All right, so what do we have here? We're going to move on to an interesting thing. We were just talking about how, you know, people are kind of looking for something else, rather than disease management. Just, you know, people are just tired of symptom reduction. They want a cure. And of course, you know, our pharmaceuticals and our AMA medicine, they don't produce cures. They manage a disease for you because that's more lucrative for them. So why would they want to cure you when they can manage your disease until you, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years? See? Well, there's a different philosophy. And when there's a different philosophy, it produces different medicine. And when you have different medicine, sometimes you can get a different result. So there's hundreds of healing techniques out there. Allopathic medicine's one. Natural healing's another. And I mean, there's reflexology. There's your chiropractic. There's acupuncture. There's a ton of things. And a lot of times you can use them in combinations to get to a place of healing that you wouldn't have gotten to just using one or two of those things. So I like to use a combination effect. I think it's just going to push you forward and get you over the hump in a lot of cases. So there are herbs, though, that are starting to replace the pharmaceutical drugs, and it's an option for folks. Natural healing and modern medicine pretty much have different viewpoints of the human body. So is the human body intelligent, and can it defend itself against unwanted disease to regenerate and heal itself? Or is your human body limited in its ability to heal on its own and just needs the help of petrochemicals to do that? Well, it's all in what you believe in, right? Well, medicine's view, modern medicine, allopathic medicine, believes that the human body is pretty stupid, like a dumb animal, sheep, for instance. Sheep need to be led, watched over, and protected to stay healthy. Modern medicine doesn't believe that the human body can kill tumors, that it can't deal with cancer, and is pretty much helpless against a kind of disease. And the medical approach is to, you know, is the opposite of the natural defenses that the human body already has. And so instead, your allopathic medicine uses poisonous chemicals and radiation and surgery. So can the human body regenerate lost tissue like that was damaged in a hip or medicine? Medicine doesn't think so. So the remedy, they say, is replace the whole hip with an artificial one. So modern medicine has many incurable diseases, right? So before telescopes were invented, we thought that there was only one planetary system in the universe. The telescope lens broadened our visual awareness. And could it be that modern medicine, as great as it can be, could be having a blind spot? Well, there's a thought. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
There's a reason for the sunshine. Deep inside and send you reeling where your love can
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
back here on Herb Talk Live. A little Christmas music gets you in the mood, yes, for the birth of our Savior, always good. Well, right before the break, we were talking about this different philosophy between, you know, allopathic versus natural medicine, which, you know, some people are starting to challenge some of the, you know, I guess, ethics of allopathic medicine. You know, because we have this genetic code that medicine likes to understand, crack, whatever you want to call it. And common sense, you know, tells us, you know, that our Creator gave us a code for a reason or two. Medical technology is not to substitute the basic health guidelines that our Creator gave us, right? So teaching the masses how powerful their bodies already are with immune systems and things like that is, you know, well, it's a learning curve. And with all the vaccines and drugs we're taking, we're just corrupting those natural processes on a cellular level. And so it's going to leave us in the lurch if we don't cut it out. So we got to be wise. We have to do our due diligence. You know, the bodies that God gave us, we're supposed to protect those. So the whole premise of pharmaceutical drugs, for instance, they say a little bit is good, more must be better. Drugs are made by taking a chemical from, it used to be from a plant when they isolated it from organic substances, and then they concentrated that, giving it, you know, a populous dose, a large dose. Large doses make the substance basically toxic. Therefore, you need a prescription, you know, a physician's okay to use it. Now, if you go to the physician's desk reference, also known as the PDR, there's like 3,000 pages of various diseases like cancer and heart disease, liver disease, and then all the drugs that are supposedly to treat those diseases. Not one of them cure the disease. See? So they just lessen symptoms is all they do, attempt to do. So what do you get when you change, you know, the genetic code that our Creator has given us? Well, you get mutated genes. You get isolated, fragmented, reinvented code, you know. You know, that's usurping God's copyright there. It's a very dangerous thing, I think. It sounds less threatening, though, when, you know, you give prescription drugs and they say, well, there are some temporary side effects. Well, a side effect can be treated with another drug, so that qualifies it as a disease. So they're giving you another disease on top of the one you already have. Plus, it has an ICD-9 and CPT code for insurance companies, so yeah, it's a disease. So here is a medical example of what we're doing to ourselves. So there was a massive polio epidemic in the United States in the 1940s and 50s. Do you remember that? Any of you out there remember that? Research of the polio cases exposed a very strong link to the possible cause of that epidemic. There was a high rate of tonsillectomies that were executed from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. People just ripping them out because they didn't know what they were good for, right? So medicine really didn't think tonsils were all that important. It became customary just to remove them. It was sort of like a rite of passage. You're 12, 13 years old, tonsillectomy for you. Well, since then, medicine discovered that tonsils are an immune system organ. They are the only gland in the human body that is able to synthesize an antibody against polio. So no tonsils? Guess what? Polio grows. Without tonsils, you can't fight off polio. So it would appear that the polio epidemic was a direct response to modern medicine changing God's health code and removing an organ they thought was useless. You know, God doesn't do useless. You know, He has a purpose for everything. And that appendix you have, that's also an immune system gland for the digestive system. So if you want to try to prevent polio, well, medicine created the polio vaccine. Oh, we'll rip out your tonsils, but we'll give you this vaccine. Well, they made the polio vaccine from infected pig kidney pus. How about injecting that disease right into your bloodstream? Right? However, we're told that it had been sterilized, similar to, you know, taking sewage and making it drinking water quality. So in 1970, they came off the line stronger microscopes, which revealed that that polio vaccine from the 40s was anything but sterile. It contained 149 live viruses, including SV40. That SV40 virus was a cancer, it caused cancerous tumors. So since the administration of the polio vaccine, the cancer rate has jumped tenfold, if not more. So, you know, if I had an herbal professor that would go into the medical libraries, and he would peek into the medical books, and he said that most of the medical books back up natural healing, but doctors don't tell you that. Isn't that interesting? So if you can find those books now. I know they've kind of been sterilizing libraries for certain things. I mean, Dr. Crawley's been on the show, and she says her medical books, when she was in medical school, said absolutely under no circumstances should you vaccinate a pregnant woman. Now that's all gone out the window, and they're vaccinating pregnant women left and right, and they're losing their children. They are. They're having, you know, spontaneous abortions or miscarriages, I should say. So we need to start thinking about how we can strengthen and regenerate the body so it can repair the damage, right? Stop the poison, right? Including the things that we're pumping into our brain. So what medicine writes off as incurable, guess what? Natural therapies have a different perspective on that, a different awareness. A different track record. So, like, you know, if you're told that, you know, you need glasses and you can't reverse your myopia, I'm living proof you can. See, glasses weaken the eyes, as John Monroe, who's been a guest on the show many times from Colorado, Dr. Banker's group, they're all into natural vision cures. And they help people correct and cure their vision without surgery, without drugs, all the time. And glasses make the eyes weak, and therefore your eyes are only going to get worse, not better. So there's a way to deal with that. We're going to have John back on the show, don't worry, he'll be here. But if you missed any of the shows, you wanted to check it out, go to the archives. So what I'm telling you is you're more powerful than you think. And it's important for you to research your options. Really. So we've gotten off track here. You know? We've gotten a certain area that is taking control, like a big vice grip, on everything that has to do with your health. And they're preventing you from doing some things that are very beneficial, that would liberate you, strengthen you, make you better. You wouldn't be dependent. See? All right, we're going to move on to our next topic. But if you're looking for a way to remove impurities and to boost your immune system, the experts in that are the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They've been in business since 2000, and that's what they do. So this cold and flu season, you know, who wants to be sick during the holidays? Nobody. Who wants to be sick and not be able to travel? Nobody. You know, worst thing in the world, I think, is to be sick in the airport. Stuck in a snowstorm, right? Ugh. So check out thepowerherbs.com. Call the folks there at Apothecary Herbs. They'll hook you up with some immune-boosting herbal, bacterial, viral-fighting formulas that work. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number, 866-229-3663. And it's not going to break the bank, you know? All right. And their stuff's more potent than what you find in stores. It is. It's professional grade. You'll love it. All right, we're going to talk about when you're stuck. A little inspiration here. Anybody out there a mountain climber? Well, I know we've all been in situations before, once or twice maybe, where we felt like we were stuck and our choices were limited. So you can tell yourself, make a decision, good or bad, just make one, right? Many times in situations like this, Making no decision is worse than making the wrong decision. But even God rejects those that are fence sitters. They don't make decisions. Lukewarm people. God doesn't like that. If you read your scriptures, he doesn't like that at all. Now, during the 2012 presidential election, I was thinking about mountain climbers. You know, Joe Simpson and Simon Yates. I don't know if you know them. Back in 1985, Simpson and Yates took a trip to Peru, and they wanted to climb the mountain alpine style. And they wanted to the west face of Sulu Grande is where they're going to climb this mountain. Very daring, hard trip they were about to take. So their climb was an important part of mountain climbing history, though. Their journey is nothing short of a miracle, really. And as America is moving forward into uncertain times, well, our nation is going to need, you know, some inspiration, some of God's miracles. Let's talk about the climb of Simpson and Yates. You know, they started climbing that west face of the mountain, which was laborious, but free of incident. Okay, so they got up there. They reached the summit completely exhausted. The ascent took longer, and they anticipated a lot of bad weather. They didn't anticipate as much bad weather as they were getting. They ran out of fuel that was allowing them to melt snow to make drinking water. So dehydration was a big concern. They rested, and they got in their little tent, and they were planning their descent the next day on the north ridge of the mountain. So let's talk about how they got down this thing. On about a third of the way down this mountain, Joe Simpson slid on an ice cliff, and he landed at an angle, and he smashed his tibia into his knee joint, breaking his right leg. Now, if anybody mountain climbs out there, if you know, you break your leg on a mountain like that, it's not good. So this normally spells disaster for the climber. But Simon Yates, he devised a plan to try to save his friend, to get them both down off this mountain. So Simon rigged this rope in 300-foot lengths with knots where he could lower Joe, his friend, at 300-foot intervals while he was seated, his weight was back into the slope. So Joe would take his weight off the rope, standing on his good leg, while Simon re-threaded the rope for another pass as he lowered himself towards Joe. So as you can imagine, this was a painstakingly slow process. And as darkness began to fall, the weather was turning bad. So they stopped for the night, and they dug a snow cave. Meant, well, if they did that, they, you know, if they were to stop and dig their snow cave, it meant they could be buried alive by the snow that was falling. And they had no fuel to turn snow into water. So they decided, they made the choice to keep going, even in darkness, with only a small light on their helmets to see by. So Simon lowers Joe again for another pass, and Joe notices the feel of the ground beneath him. The snow is different. It was telling Joe that this is ice. So he yells to Simon to stop, but the wind and the snow, you know, prevented Simon from hearing him. So Simon unknowingly lowers Joe off the edge of a cliff just, and Joe's dangling 30 feet down over a glacier crevasse. That's scary. Have you ever seen one of those glacier crevasses? I've been to Alaska on those little motorized trek things that go out onto the glacier. Scary. Scary. Those things are deep. You look down there and all you see is this white, blue, whatever, and then there's black. It's deep. Fall into that, you could just, you know, forget it. So here he is. He's dangling 30 feet above this glacier crevasse. So Simon can't understand why Joe won't take his weight off the rope. And so for 90 minutes, Simon keeps signaling Joe to lift your weight while the storm is eroding Simon's hold on the slope. So Joe is helpless. He's dangling from the cliff with a broken leg, no way to pull himself up. So Simon, he's losing his grip on his friend. He eventually makes the painful decision He has to cut the rope and let Joe fall, or he's going to be pulled off the slope with him. How'd you like to be in that decision-making situation? Due to lack of visibility in the darkness, Simon eventually has to dig a snow cave, and in the morning he continues his descent. But in the light of day, the next morning, Simon did see where he had lowered Joe off the ice cliff and the crevasse that he fell into. With grief, Simon concluded that his friend was dead. Simon made it back to base camp, extremely dehydrated and guilt-ridden. He spent 4 days at base camp recuperating and getting used to the lower altitude before he started planning to head home. His friend left up there on the mountain. Let's talk about Joe, who fell. Well, Joe fell into this crevasse. So when the sun came up in the next morning, he could see the opening that he fell through about 150 feet up, and that he landed on a small ledge, an inch or two to either side, and he would have fallen further down into the crevasse to that black area I was mentioning. So Joe thinks Simon came off the slope with him, but he must have landed to the left of the opening of the crevasse, and, you know, he'd be able to pull himself out. So he pulls on the rope, thinking Simon's body weight will be a countermeasure, and he needs to signal him, so he needs to try to climb out. He's stunned when he pulls the rope and all 300 feet come down towards him, complete with the frayed cut end. He's looking at that cut end of that rope, and he's devastated. He's frustrated. He's scared. He smashes his fist against the icy crevasse, and he sheds a few tears, and he tells himself he's too young to die at 25. He realizes that Simon must think he is dead, and therefore there is no rescue party. So now it's decision time. What could he do? Well, Joe knows he can't climb up the way he came in, so the only other choice he has is to go down further into the crevasse, hoping there's another exit. Well, scared beyond belief, Joe lowers himself into that icy darkness. I don't think I could have done that. Not with light 130 feet up, I don't know. Well, Joe spent a good part of the day in the depths of the crevasse hoping for a miracle, and one came. There was light to his left and an opening about 50 feet up, but it was at an angle, so he could manage that. He still had his climbing gear on his backpack, and he used it to pick his way up and out. So he emerges into a perfectly sunny day, and he actually could see Simon's tracks in the snow. All he had to do was follow the tracks to avoid any problem areas. And he couldn't walk, so he'd have to pull himself, drag himself on a cross on his belly through the snow and ice with his arms. And they were tired, and when he got tired, he'd have to sit. And like a toddler, he'd push himself backwards with his good leg as he looked over his shoulder to stay on track. So it took Joe 3 days to hop, crawl, and scoot back to base camp. He was hoping Simon hadn't left yet. And on that journey back, Joe lost 30% of his body weight, struggling to survive, but he did make it back to camp, very dehydrated and delirious. He arrived at base camp late at night, and in the darkness, Simon hears someone call his name just outside the tent. He discovers Joe lying a few feet away. In disbelief, he picks up his friend and takes him into the tent. You should see their impressive journey. It's a documentary film called Touching the Void. Joe's survival is regarded as a mountaineer's amazing piece of mountaineering lore. It's a miracle. Yeah, Joe received a miracle from God. He really did. They both did. So in hindsight, when Simon cut the rope, he actually saved both of their lives. And he made a decision and hoped it for the best. Hoped it was the right one. In life, we are faced with important decisions. Sitting on the fence with indecision often leads to a disaster. So we're entering a time in medical history where no one really has gone before. We are entering a time where over 70 species of killer bacteria cannot be stopped with antibiotics. We have entered a stage of bioengineering viruses modern medicine hopes to manage with experimental universal vaccines. According to the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, Section 175A, vaccinations are considered bioweapons and not against the infection, I might add. So if you would like to know the truth about vaccines, you can visit Dr. Rebecca Carley's website, click on her banner, links at thepowerherbs.com, and get on over there. And what folks sometimes forget is that they have immune systems that are capable of protecting them if it's not suppressed and damaged with drugs and vaccines. And you can rebuild it. It takes a little work and time, but it can be done. So now's the time. Power up your immune system. You can make it over 1,000 times stronger, more effective than last year. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll make sure that you get educated and you get tools to help you rebuild an immune system. You're going to need it. The times that are coming are uncertain, and I'd be prepared if I were you. That's what I'm doing. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs toll-free. Get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., call 704-884-8850-277. Or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So that's a mountain climbing miracle right there. Sometimes we feel like we're climbing mountains when we're trying to improve our health. And, you know, I am one of these people that you layer in some prayer with what you're doing naturally to honor God's creation. And I think you're going to see that miracle. You know, I look at God's herbs as metaphysical meat. If you look up metaphysical, it says supernatural. If you look up supernatural, it says of God. And God says his herbs are meat in Genesis, the first chapter. And David even says in Psalms 104, herbs are here for the service of man. Why wouldn't you want to use them? I know I am. I am, and I hope you will too, to empower yourself and be healthier, wiser, stronger, less dependent, with fewer toxins, folks, fewer toxins. Cleanse and nourish the body. It's simple, but it works. Yep, do your organ cleansing semi-annually and watch your health spring forth, as the Bible says. That's awesome. I know I'm almost out of time, but don't forget, coming up Tuesday the 17th, we're going to talk to Dr. Carley. And you know, after that, goodness, Christmas week is going to be hitting us. Goodness, I can't believe it. Time is just a flying. If you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. You can send me a email off the website, thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to work it into the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.